Welcome to our 2024 New Year's edition of the Salt and Light Hour. I'm Deacon Pedro. As you hear me say every year, I love doing our end of year special because we get to celebrate some of the artists we've featured on this program throughout the year. When we started doing this show 17 years ago, we weren't sure that we'd be able to find a new artist to feature every week. And even though we have a lot of artists that keep coming back, I must say we're not doing too bad. I don't know how many different artists we've had on the show, but I'd like to say that if it's anyone who's doing anything that is worth noting in the world of Catholic music, they've been on the Salt and Light Hour. And that's because this is a little bit of who we are and what we do. We want to celebrate the work of the many Catholic singer-songwriters who are doing such good work out there. They are the ministers that lead worship at the events you go to. They write liturgical music that you sing at Mass. They publish albums that you listen to in the car, whether you want to pray or dance. They need our support. And so, in a very small way, this is how we support them. And hopefully, we're helping you find some awesome music that you'd never hear if you just turn on the radio or look for Christian music playlists on your voice-activated devices. I hope that when you're looking to see who's doing what in Catholic music, you think of coming to the Salt and Light Hour first. Go to our website, solmedia.org/podcast. Every Catholic artist you need to know about is there. And today, we dedicate our show to them. Danielle Savard, Marie Miller, Sarah Kroger, Seth Schlieder, Alvar Lees, Ricky Vasquez, Dana Catherine, Pax Paloma, Jackie Minton, and Sarah Hart. Our featured artists, some new and some you already know, who've released new music in 2024. Before we start, I want to tell you actually that if you use Spotify, we've created a playlist with a lot of these songs and Catholic artists. It's called the Christian Catholic Contemporary Playlist. The Christian Catholic Contemporary Playlist. Please find it and save it and listen to it. And that's a way that you'll be able to support all our Catholic singers and musicians. Okay, let's start because we have a lot of music to listen to in the next hour. Sit back, relax, and enjoy. Here are some of the best new songs of 2024 featured on the Salt and Light Hour. In April, we reconnected with a young and talented singer-songwriter from Winnipeg, Danielle Savard. Danielle had just finished doing the spiritual exercises of St. Ignatius in daily life and dedicated her new album to the art of discernment of spirits and the spiritual battle. The album is titled Warfare.
We have everything inside of us that God has placed for us to like be able to hear his voice. And he says, you know, my sheep hear my voice and they know me, they follow me. And being able to recognize that, you know, really at the heart of it is that he speaks peace. And you can kind of filter that out from the other loud noises that are just voices that are, you know, we're living in a time right now where there's a lot of fear, there's a lot of war, there's a lot of loud voices. And it's like, well, how do we hear God in the midst of everything going on in the world at large, war, politics, like even just our, you know, our nation, our province, our family, our community, our own personal lives. And so, yeah, that was that kind of doing the Ignatian exercises gave me a lot of content for this album.
Here now is Danielle Savard with Master of the Waves from her 2024 album, Warfare, Volume 1.
In the storms of this life, I could run or I could hide. But when the waves come rushing in, will I stand or will I give in? Here's my life. Step up.
was Danielle Savard with Master of the Waves from her 2024 album Warfare. Check out Danielle Savard at her website, daniellesavard.com. I'm Deacon Pedro, and you're listening to our Salt and Light Hour 2024 end of year special. In a bit, we're going to be meeting the newest, hottest Catholic artist of the year, Seth Schlieder. So I hope you can stick around. In June, we reconnected with Marie Miller, who is no stranger to our listeners. You will recognize her music because of her mandolin. This year, Marie Miller released an album dedicated to love.
So the way of love is inspired by Saint Therese. So she has a quote that she says, "How sweet is the way of love?" And she believed that everything that we do should be for love, towards love. And that was what many people know as her little way, right? Mm-hmm. Every little thing she did was for love. And when I read that quote, I was like, that's great. I want that to be a song, you know, "How sweet is mm-hmm. the way of love." Mm-hmm. And so, yeah. So the way of love was that. Yeah. And it seemed simple. And we define love in this world so many different ways, you know, but so maybe just like, I thought it'd be good to bring it back to the basics.
Here now is Marie Miller with the title track of her new album, The Way of Love.
These feet have seen miles and miles of wandering, searching for glory and praise for the sound of my name, hoping that would stop the ache. The places I have been to know, to find out who I am, searching for more affirmation to placate my shame, thinking that would make things change. You pointed me down a different road, the one I was always made to know. How sweet.
That was Marie Miller with The Way of Love from her 2024 album of the same name. You can learn all about Marie Miller and purchase all her music at her website, mariemillermusic.com. I'm Deacon Pedro. The Salt and Light Hour can be heard on our website, slmedia.org/podcast, on the Salt and Light Plus app, and wherever you get your podcasts. Coming up, Ricky Vasquez and Albert Lis, so stay tuned. In June, we also reconnected with Sarah Kroger. Sarah also needs no introduction to our listeners. She is probably one of the most popular and sought-out Catholic worship leaders in the English-speaking world. Sarah also released a new album this year. It is titled A New Reality.
It was like post-COVID, all of our events, my husband and I do ministry full-time, so all of our events in the span of one day just got wiped out. Yes. Like that. And so I found myself having to find other ways to mm-hmm. remain sane. And the way that we did that was by taking walks in our neighborhood. And we found ourselves literally over a year walking through the seasons. And it was so impactful. And I'm so grateful actually for that time now, looking back on it, because it was just, it's so such a simple thing to spend time in nature, right? It's free for anyone to do, but it had such an impact on me, and it reawakened, like I'm saying, it reawakened my knowledge of like God is sustaining and providing life at every moment of every day without us even thinking about it. He is more real and more alive than anything else. But then on the flip side of that coin, I found myself walking through the hardest few years of my faith I've ever had, a real season of wondering. So wonder on one side and wondering on the other, and wrestling with questions and doubt, and for the first time having a really hard time finding God in the midst of it, and feeling his presence. I had never ever experienced that in my faith. I just, for whatever reason, the gift of faith had always come easy, and in the last couple of years it hasn't. And so walking through that at the same time that I was walking through this like reawakened childlike wonder at the presence of God and all of the things in between, this album kind of is a mix of all those things. And in and of itself, I find myself in a new reality, you know, of a different kind of faith journey than I've ever been on.
Here now is Sarah Kroger with A New Reality from her album of the same name.
The world is lost, its shimmer and its shine. When colors turn to gray, abundance turns to just okay. When you forget the miracle of life, be a witness to wonder. Let it pull you right under the surface of can see and into a new reality where it's wilder and it's wider, still you're grounded. A new reality, can you taste it? Can you feel it? You're surrounded. the child, see the world with sacred sight, and what a gift it is to be alive.
That was Sarah Kroeger with the title track of her 2024 album, A New Reality. Visit her at her website, sarahkroeger.com. I'm Deacon Pedro, and we continue with our new Catholic Songs of 2024 with an artist that we had met a couple of years ago because he is part of a worship team, Damascus Worship. But 2024 was Seth Schlieder's big year with the incredible and unexpected success of his single, Counting My Blessings. We spoke about that and about how he connected with Matt Maher.
He's just been an awesome, you know, older brother kind of figure.
Yeah.
I can kind of go to you for questions and stuff and you know, just talk about things. And he ended up doing a feature on a version of Counting My Blessings that I released, mm-hmm. which is just the craziest. I remember listening to it and just crying because I was like, this is so, like, here's a song about blessings, about gratitude. And, you know, here's someone that I looked up my whole life singing on my song about gratitude. Like, it's just so crazy.
And yeah.
And was really just fun to be able to experience that together.
Here now is Counting My Blessings by Seth Schlieder.
It's like it was yesterday. I was praying for a miracle. Scared to have a little hope. And now looking back today, seeing all the things you've done, I can't even add them up. 1, 2, 3, up to infinity. I'd run out of numbers before I could thank you for everything. God, I'm still counting my blessings, all that you've done in my life. The more that I look in the details, the more of your goodness I find. Father, on this side of heaven, I know that forever. So God, I will remember all of the reasons my heart has to be grateful, all the times you've been faithful to me. God, I'm still counting my blessings, all that you've done in my life.
That was Counting My Blessings by Seth Schlieder. You can follow him on your socials, also wherever you stream music, and at his website, sephschlieder.com. And it's Schlieder, S-C-H-L-U-E-T-E-R, Schlieder, But no worries, we're going to put his name and all of today's featured artists' names on our website so you can find them easily. I'm Deacon Pedro, and this is our new Songs of 2024 special. Be sure to email me at pedro@slmedia.org. In October, we reconnected with an artist from Brooklyn, her name, Alverlis. She told us about her new single, Stay With Me, Lord, inspired by Padre Pio.
I'm fascinated by him, and I'm still learning more. I feel like there's so much.
Yeah.
But I'm drawn to his life, his dedication, his complete surrender to God. Mm-hmm. And I feel sometimes like he is kind of like a spiritual father to me. Just because I've been so drawn by him. This particular prayer, Stay With Me, Lord, really moved me. Mm-hmm. One, because of this, you know, when you read the entire prayer, there's this like desperation to it. Like, stay with me because I'm weak, right? Mm-hmm. And otherwise I will forget you. And that just, Padre Pio is praying this, you know.
Yeah, I know. Amazing.
This man was completely surrendered to God. He had, you know, supernatural gifts.
Yeah.
And he still felt that way. And it just reminded me of our own weakness. We need to embrace that.
Yeah.
More. And just how much we need him. And it brings us closer to him when we become like children, dependent. You know, I see my son, he's dependent on me.
Yeah.
And that's kind of the relationship that God wants with us, right? This closeness, this need for him, dependence, you know. So that prayer really moves me. And you know, whenever I pray psalms or read the word, a lot of my songs are drawn from scripture and prayers. And this time, you know, saint's prayer.
Here now is Alverlis with her 2024 single inspired by Padre Pio, Stay With Me, Lord. That was Alverlis with Stay With Me, Lord. You can find out more about Alverlis at her website, alverlis.com. This is our special 2024 end-of-year edition of the Sultanite Hour, featuring some of the best new contemporary Catholic songs of the year. I'm Deacon Pedro. Coming up, we'll reconnect with Ricky Vasquez, Dana Catherine, Pax Paloma, Jackie Minton, and Sarah Hart. So don't go anywhere. Welcome to our New Songs of 2024 special, Part 2. I'm Deacon Pedro. In October, we spoke with Ricky Vasquez, whom we had met previously because he is part of Village Lights, a collective with Sarah Kroger and Ike Ndolo. Ricky released a new album this year titled All Is Not Lost, named after a song that he wrote with some friends.
That song in particular was pretty special to me. It's funny, I wrote it with two artists I was really excited to write with that I'm like big fan of, but yeah. Also wanted them to help me write like something really fun. And then it ended up going a completely different direction, but kind of out of some tragedy in our local community. So the Covenant shooting happened that week here in Nashville.
Yeah.
And we had a mutual friend who worked at that church and knew a lot of the people involved. So it was just like really heavy. So it was like, we cannot write a happy song right now, but what can we write? And that song just kind of came out, and it's a hopeful song, but it's not even like we have all the answers. It's just like, as long, like God is with us in this suffering, and all is not lost. It's like the bare minimum, like concession, because there's not really anything you can say to someone in like some tragedy like that dark, you know?
Here now is Ricky Vasquez with All Is Not Lost from his 2024 album of the same name.
For the times you're afraid and feeling alone, on the days that you question all that you know, when you run far away but still long for home, all is not lost. When the dark is so deep it can't be explained, when you're tired of waiting for something to change, but the pain that you carry is finally named. Ooh, all is not lost. Ooh, all when your trust has been broken, wondering why, and the truth you believe in feels like a lie, there's no easy answer to make it alright. Breath till the sun doesn't rise, when the dust settles down and you wake up in light,
all is not lost. Oh, all is not lost. Oh.
That was the title track of Ricky Vasquez's 2024 album, All Is Not Lost. Follow Ricky Vasquez and get his music at his website, rickyvasquezmusic.com. I'm Deacon Pedro. This is our Salt and Light Hour end of year special. You can learn all about our ministry here at Salt and Light Media at our website, slmedia.org. That's also where you can support our ministry because we cannot do our work. We cannot do this show, which you're listening for free, without your support. So thank you for visiting slmedia.org. In November, we reconnected with Dana Catherine, who released several new singles this year.
So that came to me a few years ago. So I'd say, I think that was even in 2020, I had written that. 2020, okay. 2021, which feels like forever ago.
Yeah, yeah.
But 2020 felt like 10 years in and of itself. Mm-hmm. But I wrote that because I was really still in this position of, you know, I had just moved to Nashville. It had only really been a few years since I started doing music and chasing after this dream of music after college. And so it still felt so fresh and so different from everything everybody else in my life was doing. And I really wrote this song about the freedom that comes from just knowing that God has a specific plan for me. And it doesn't have to be the plan that he has for somebody else. I don't have to be a dentist or an accountant or a teacher, all these other things people in my life were doing. And that's amazing. But this one came so quickly. I mean, I think in a matter of maybe an hour, I wrote it.
That's great.
And it's all about just knowing like what God says about you. And when we find our true identity in Christ, so cheesy, but so true, like we're able to fulfill that mission he has for us and take a new road that maybe somebody else, a new path somebody else hasn't taken.
Yeah. Here is Dana Catherine with her 2024 single, Freedom.
But many years ago, stepping in the mold, thought no one could break it. Had a thought hanging in my mind that I couldn't fight. No, I couldn't shake it. What if I took a new road? Didn't need so much approval. Yeah, what if I sang a new song? It goes a little like too long ago, stepping out the mold, yeah, no one could stop it. Had a voice speaking to my heart, said I was fully loved. Now look what that started. What if you turned a new page? Didn't care about what your friends say. Yeah, what if you did it your way? Didn't care about what your friends say. What if you did it your way? It goes a little like freedom, freedom. Feels a little like freedom, freedom.
That was Dana Catherine with her single, Freedom. You can learn more about Dana Catherine and get her music. Again, follow her on your socials and anywhere you stream music, but also go to her website, danacatherinemusic.com. This is the Salt and Light Hour, and I'm Deacon Pedro, and you're listening to our 2024 New Year's special. Coming up are Jackie Minton and Sarah Hart, so stay tuned. In November, we also reconnected with Kay Clarity. You will remember her because she was working on a huge project with four albums, Chant, Hymns, Contemporary Music, and The Rosary, titled Kasha and Myrrh. Kay also writes pop music under the pseudonym Pax Paloma, and under that name, this year, she released an album, Songs for the Apocalypse.
The reason I started thinking about these apocalyptic themes was because I was reading all of the church fathers and them talking about these pretty rich topics. So that was the root. That was where it started. I wrote a couple of the songs many years ago, and then it developed into what it is now. And I realized it, I think it's picking up, like a lot of artists do, you have kind of an antennae for the zeitgeist and what people are feeling and experiencing. And a lot of people have felt this real heaviness the last few years, just profound sense of dystopia and impending doom. And so it's, as a Catholic, what I feel like we get to bring to the table is we get to look at those things soberly, but offer a path out. So it's a juxtaposition kind of, you know, we're not afraid of what's dark because we know where the light is, right? Yeah. We can talk about these things. And so it's meant to be a bit ironic. It's meant to be a bit serious, but it's also meant to like find people where they are and bring them out.
Here now is Kay Clarity, also known as Pax Paloma, with When We Were Kids from her 2024 album, Songs for the Apocalypse.
Why does the truth always have to hurt? Because living lies is so much easier. Covered up in all our digital work, blaming others for lack of character. Searching for a solid answer, head above all the banter. You wanted through the surface tension, but now you're back asking a million questions. Oh, oh, can we go back to when we were kids, when everything was so simple? Oh, oh, can we go back to when we were kids, when everything was so simple? Heaven bound. Maybe there's a reason for suffering. Maybe God could show us something. Oh, oh, can we go back to when we were kids, when everything was so simple? Oh, oh, can we go back to when we were kids, when everything was so simple? We'll be right back.
That was Pax Paloma with When We Were Kids from her album Songs for the Apocalypse. You can learn more about Pax Paloma through K Clarity's website, kclarity.art. K with a K, K-A-Y, clarity.art, kclarity.art. This is the Salt and Light Hour 2024 New Year's special featuring some of the best new contemporary Catholic music of the year. I'm Deacon Pedro. If you missed the beginning of the show, go to our website to listen to the whole program, slmedia.org/podcast. In December, we reconnected with Jackie Minton, an American artist whom we had met a few years ago. Jackie is now living in France and has a new album dedicated to wisdom from the biblical books of wisdom. But it has a French title, Sagesse.
I was torn because I didn't just want to name the project Wisdom. I was like, I don't want to like claim to be wise. I'm not like,
right, yeah,
I'm not trying to say like, here's I'm so wise and here's my wisdom. It was like, I wanted to cover it and to make sure people didn't take it from that perspective. Mm-hmm. So in the process, I just made it difficult for people to say. But to me, it's also like, okay, this is the Lord calling me to France. Mm-hmm. Even for a time, was like, this is what my heart has been walking through the past 4 years. Mm-hmm. And so it was an acknowledgement of that, of what the Lord has done and is doing.
What do you hope? So then what do you hope for people who are listening to the music? Do you hope that maybe they will go to scripture, or that they will use the words and the music to help them in their own journey through finding wisdom, or both?
Gosh, yeah, I think it just depends on the person, but I hope that the songs will journey with them and maybe give them new words or a new lens to look at the scripture. If it's like, okay, I know the words of there's a time to laugh and a time to cry and a time to, if it's like, okay, maybe somebody already has those words, but they haven't like put that into like, what does that look like in my life? And like being in the season I'm in and accepting that and receiving that from the Lord. Or it could be like giving those words to someone who's never had them before. And it's like, oh, I'm so just to let the song meet the person where they are.
Right.
And to let Jesus do the rest. I'm just the messenger.
Here now is Jackie Minton with Understand from her 2024 album, Sagesse.
Can we don't have to be mean.
That was Jackie Minton with Understand from her album Suggests. You can learn more about Jackie Minton at her website, jackieminton.com. As we entered the season of Advent, this year we featured Sarah Hart, who I'm sure you're all very familiar with. Sarah released a new album this year for the Advent and Christmas season titled All the Earth Alive Rejoicing. I love that title, All the Earth Alive Rejoicing.
People tend to like skip over the Advent part and just play Christmas songs. And so for me, you know, as a practicing Catholic, it's kind of important to have the leaning into Christmas and the waiting for Christmas. And so when I wrote the songs or gathered the songs, I was thinking about chronologically sort of what can I say? How can I move us toward the actual incarnation, you know? And so there's a couple of songs. There's one about Mary and Joseph. There's one with Mary speaking. There are some that are like the prayer of Come, O Come, Emmanuel, basically. Yes. And then that leans into the Christmas season. So I was really thinking about the Ark.
Here now to take us out is Sarah Hart with God So Loved the World from her 2024 Advent and Christmas album, All the Earth Alive Rejoicing.
In all the wonders that have ever been, there's never been a wonder quite like this one. That sweetest love condescend to bring an end to the hopelessness within us. As in the dead of night a cry of mercy cut the dark, a word to break the silence we had felt so very long.
Listening to Sarah Hart with God So Loved the World from her 2024 album All the World Alive Rejoicing, and that will take us to the end of this special Salt and Light Hour featuring new contemporary Catholic music of 2024 featured on our program. You can learn more about Sarah Hart at her website, sarahhart.com. To listen to all these interviews and all our programs, go to our website, slmedia.org/podcast. And to learn more about Salt and Light Media and what we do, and to support our ministry, go to slmedia.org. Remember that you can listen to a lot of this music and all these artists on our new Catholic Christian Contemporary playlist on Spotify. Find it, save it, listen to it, enjoy the music, pray with it, and share it with all your friends. Today, perhaps as we still are having holiday gatherings and maybe busy with New Year's celebrations, let's pause for a brief moment to reflect on how much God loved the world. That love that comes to save, such pure, unending light. God is among us. In every little miracle, He brings His peace, His love that loved us first. May that love wash over you and your family as we come to the end of the year. May you be filled with peace and light and the fullness of God's grace. Thank you for listening and for supporting our ministry. Happy New Year. I'm Deacon Pedro, and this has been a special New Year's edition of the Salt and Light Hour.
For even in these anxious days, we lose our